Milwaukee community members gathered at a prayer vigil last night to remember the people killed after a shooting by a coworker at the Molson Coors plant this week. Some 400 people attended the event at Ridge Community Church to mourn the loss of the five victims. Police are still looking into possible motives for the attack. Our next guest joins us to talk about the role the faith community can play in a grieving community. Pastor Mark Weicht is the lead pastor for the Ridge Community Church in Greenfield and Oak Creek. He led the vigil last night. Pastor Weicht, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Why did you and your parishioners want to hold this vigil last night?
Well, we, in times like this, and when horrific events hit our community, there are just certain times where we feel like we need to create a space that just allows people to come together and process, grieve, walk through this, talk about what's next, what can we do for our community as we do this. And we just felt like this was definitely one of those times.
What did you hear from people who attended the vigil?
A lot of emotions, honestly. A lot of, hey, thanks for opening it up. Thanks for allowing us to be here. Just thanks for giving us some practical things. But I think most of all, it was just, hey, we really needed the space. And just being together, people stayed after. It was an hour after the vigil and people were still just together.
How do you see vigils like the one your church held last night, and there are other efforts after an event like this, helping people who are in that grieving process, that sense of shock in their community?
I'm sorry, did you say how do I see that?
How do vigils like this affect people, you think, who are trying to deal with a situation like this?
Yeah, I think it does a couple things. I think it gives people... It gives people just permission to go, hey, it's okay for how you're feeling. And so it allows that. And also, the word community is such a powerful word because that core word common is in there. And so when you gather together and other people see people around them feeling like they do, it's like, okay, this is okay for me to feel like this. This is a common emotion, so to speak. And so it just allows that. And then at the same time, at least I feel this way, I feel like we also need to give people just some, okay, here's where we go from here sort of things. So it's not just left with, okay, it's okay to feel this way. As we walk through this, what are some things that we can do to begin to walk into the pain and hurt that our community is feeling right now?
What are some of the things that you and parishioners, people who attended this, talked about looking to the future?
Yeah, there was a couple things. At the time of the vigil, there weren't a lot of funds set up, ways that you could help the families and the different people that have been impacted by the whole thing. So we didn't have a lot back then. One of the things that I touched on that I see in just when people lose loved ones and different things like that is everybody's focused on it now, and rightfully so. But one of the things I encourage people to do is I want you to put on your calendar about a week and a half from now, 2 weeks from now, when the world has kind of moved on, so to speak, but the people that have been most impacted, they haven't moved on because they can't. And so what are some things 2 weeks, 10 days or 2 weeks out that you can do to serve, care for, give towards those that have been impacted by this? Because then that's going to be a powerful thing to go, hey, no, we're still with you. We're still walking with you, even though this is a couple weeks after.
One of your churches is in Oak Creek, which not too many years ago was the site of another mass shooting in Wisconsin. Did that, looking back on that, did your parishioners kind of have a sense of not again?
I do. I think they did. And, just like I said, so close to home. And once again, I think there was this sort of, oh, no. Are we experiencing this again sort of thing? Not necessarily in a religious institution, but still in a, I call it a staple institution of our community. And so just as impactful.
Talking to Pastor Mark Weicht, lead pastor for the Ridge Community Church in Greenfield and Oak Creek. He led a prayer vigil last night for victims of the shooting in Milwaukee at the Molson Coors facility earlier this week. Pastor Weicht, we see often after an event like this, people from different faiths coming together, interfaith groups. Is that something you've seen happening, worked on yourself?
Yeah, I love that. I one of the First off, I love when different faith communities come together, love when different local churches come together. I always say we're better together. But unfortunately, it takes times like this to bring our community together, and that includes the different faith traditions and stuff. And yeah, I've definitely seen that through this one.
I like the idea you mentioned earlier of setting that calendar and, you know, when the initial shock is gone, going back and checking in on that event again. Do you feel like there are ways we can build that community even when we're not recovering from a tragedy? We can do more to build ourselves up together?
Yeah, that is such a great, that's a great question. One of the things that we always talk about at our church, at least, is that there's always a challenge to do that because our life is, it just feels like it's going so fast and we're so busy and different things like that. And so what we encourage people to do is set strategic times throughout the month, even if it's once a month, pick something and adopt that or adopt that organization and then, you know, serve with them once a month or a family or whatever. Just look for one thing in your life. And just focus on that. You can't change everything or be involved in everything, but if you can do one a month, and then what we do is we then will take strategic times throughout the year. Well, we'll just we'll say, hey, we're going to take these next 2 weeks, and then we're going to give it 2 weeks, and then we're going to take a break. And so once a month, and then look for strategic times throughout the year where you can more immerse yourself into helping those in need. Christmas time is a big one, but that's kind of how we look at it. Look for times where you can immerse yourself, but really do it one time a month, and you'll see the difference that you can make. And you'll build on that, actually. It'll become a habit in your life that will actually grow.
I've seen a lot of people who used to live in Milwaukee online. You know, there's the Milwaukee Strong hashtag. A lot of people looking back at their hometown, you know, with shock and dismay and concern. Do you have thoughts on what people, you know, even if they're not in Milwaukee anymore, ways that they can still be part of a recovery here?
Yeah, Milwaukee is such a special city. And so if you've lived here, have family here, it's such a special city. I would encourage people, don't minimize the importance of praying for the city and the community. You know, prayer does many things. I think it changes us. And we also pray out, we pray for what we're focused on. So it keeps our focus there. That's another thing. Pay attention to just some of those different funds that are going to be set up for families. And if you know people here that are directly connected, and so I would get in touch with them and try to figure out a way that maybe you can join their efforts and encourage their efforts to serve our community. You know, one of the things that we're just kind of wrestling with right now is, you know, if people start going back to work on Monday there, what are some ways that our community can be there for them on Monday? And really, really help the leadership there, the employees there. It's going to be a tough day for them. Tough day for them.
Yeah. Do you have thoughts for what advice would you give to someone who was going back to work after an event like this, checking back into work on Monday?
Boy, that's such a great question. Take your time. You'll never forget. But healing is possible, and that's going to take time. And it's going to be one of those, if you ever had a really deep cut or wound on your body, it can heal, but maybe it leaves a little bit of a scar. That might be that way for a little bit. And so just take your time reintegrating back into work and encourage your other coworkers and understand it's going to be hard for them as well. And so you're not alone in that process. They're in it with you, but take your time. Healing is going to come. It's just going to take some time.
Well, that makes me think, you know, we're all going to go through grief at some point in our lives, even if it's not in a front page news event like this. Are there lessons here for people dealing with grief whenever it may come to their lives?
Yeah, when we talk about, here's the thing, we don't necessarily know how to grieve. It's not something that we automatically do. And so what grief is, it's just this, it's here's what I'm losing. Here's what I need to say goodbye to. And so when you go into a grief process with anything, with any kind of loss, we think it's the loss of a life or a loved one. But grief happens when we maybe lose a friend or something doesn't turn out the way we lose a job or whatever it may be. And so it's here's what I'm losing. here's what I need to say goodbye to, and now I'm saying goodbye to that. I'll tell people to take out a pad and paper and just say, hey, what are you losing? What do you need to say goodbye to? And I want you to say goodbye to, and just write that out. Write a letter to God. Write a letter. If you don't want to write a letter to God, just write a letter to yourself. But say goodbye to that and be specific about what it is, because that's really what's going to jumpstart the grief process in a healthy way. And then you may have to do that, you know, a couple times, but it really begins to identify what you're losing and then start the proper emotions.
Pastor Wyke, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, it's an honor to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Pastor Mark Wyke is lead pastor for the Ridge Community Church in Greenfield and Oak Creek. His church led a prayer vigil for victims of the Molson Coors shooting last night.